A British composer with a slew of compositions had a fervent love for cultures not his own. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston has more on a man whose name may be new to you.
Others praised him. Elgar dedicated his second Pomp and Circumstance March to him. Sibelius honored him with a whole symphony. But the person who inspired these accolades is not all that well known. Sir Granville Bantock, a Londoner whose fascination with an exotic East found an outlet in his music. Along with Verdi, W.C. Rimsky-Korsakov, and others, Bantock shared a penchant for Eastern cultures and philosophies. What was then called Orientalism sparked the imaginations of Western composers, artists, writers, and architects. He indulged his obsession most notably with his nearly three-hour choral and orchestral epic, Omar Khayyam. It's set to the English translation of the poems found in the Rubaiyat of the 11th-century Persian mathematician, astronomer, and poet. Here's Bantock's caravan of camels loping across the desert at sunrise. This Englishman's decades-long wrestling with the East found another voice in his affection for Celtic culture. It was closer to home, but for him, just as mythical in its importance. From the late 1800s until the 1930s, Bantock was one of the kingdom's musical powerhouses. Like his friend Elgar, he was knighted. But his 800 works never kept step with the times. Granville Bantock's legacy, along with his worldview, have largely become an enormous caravan, mysteriously shimmering out of sight.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.